So my boy's got a lot of desire. I mean, he can't decide whether he wants a go-kart or a quad or a motorcycle. I mean, he reads catalogs.
Oh, and isn't it fun? Isn't it fun to dream?
It is. Is there a correlation between all the frustration and all the desires that we have in the world? I mean, he wants so many things. I want so many things. I can relate to him. He's my son. But then he sees what he wants, and he sees himself not having it. And does that create frustration?
Well, anytime you want something and you don't see a means of achieving it, of course you feel frustration. But as a parent, when you empower him, when you, through your example and through your careful conversation with him, help him to understand that with the right alignment, whatever he wants will find a way of making its way into his experience. In other words, start with some small things and help him to demonstrate that. But the most significant thing is you've got to first help him to understand that you are a vortex through which some of it comes, but not all of it. Because what's happening is he sees you as the keeper of the gate. And when you say yes to some things and no to others, then he becomes one who beats the drum of whininess and neediness in order to evoke response from you. And you want to teach him that he gets his good stuff from empowerment and strength and right. clarity and good feelings, not from demonstrating need.
Right, that he's the keeper of his own gate.
He is the keeper of his own gate. And the better he feels, the more things will come. And, oh, bless the day that he wants something and it finds its way to him through some avenue other than you.
Yes.
You say.
Yes. Bless the day. All right. Thank you, Abraham.
He'll win a contest. Someone will gift him something. He'll find it. He'll get his mind set on something, and he'll find it at a very reduced price. He'll find a way to earn money. He'll find a friend who has it and is tired of it and wants to trade something. There are all kinds of ways that things come to you other than through asking your father for money and going out and buying it. While that's an option too, you see. But what you really want to help him to understand is that the good stuff comes when he feels good. In other words, never, ever, 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 ever again, no matter how mad your children get, never cave into their tantrums and give them something that they want when they're in a place of negative emotion. Treat them like the universe treats them. Treat them like law of attraction treats them. Don't defy law of attraction. That's why you have so many people that don't understand that good feels good. It's because they have been the squeaking wheel that got the oil, you see. But that only carries you so far, and parents begin to understand that by the time their children are 10, certainly. In other words, that gets old really fast, doesn't it?
Yes.
Of trying to put out those brush fires, you must empower people or they will consume you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.